All-Ireland Ladies Football Championship, because Kerry were very impressive in downing Meath by 214 to 8 points. The Munster champions put Meath to the sword in the TG Cahir All-Ireland quarterfinal when they came away with that 12-point win at Ossenstack Park in Tralee. Dan Kearney was there for Radio Kerry on commentary with John Drummy. Dan, good morning to you. Impressive is the word. Did you have any inkling that this sort of performance was coming from Kerry against the team that knocked them out last year?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was going to be handy enough for Kerry, to be honest about it, Jerry, beforehand. I think Kerry were coming into a right vein of form. It was their sixth win in a row, if you break it down. And they're after coming up with a formula where they're mixing kind of patient play with fast running, and it's working a treat. And I think this Meath team are they're only a shadow of the Meath teams we've seen the last 5 years. So yeah. I think it was the perfect storm in a sense.
Yeah, and really, like, the performance led from the front by Sia Froshay, 1-6, 4 from Freeze, but brilliant performance from her and others.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose Sheffer is the captain, and she's the linchpin, and she's the kind of form she's in this year. She won't be too far off a Player of the Year nomination, if Kerry keep going the way they are. She was outstanding, but I think it was really the heat out the field that helped her, look, you had kind of Niamh Carman there, got Player of the Match. She was absolutely brilliant altogether. Like, she was outstanding. Creve Evans there on the wing, even kind of core the whole half forward line, really and truly, like, they were absolutely outstanding. But it was the work rate throughout the field by Kerry that won it. Like, you have your bit of stardust inside in the likes of Sheffer and that, and the way Sheffer took her goal was absolutely brilliant. She shook off a few Meath players and showed strength and balance and, composure to around the keeper then and put it into the back of the net. So absolutely brilliant. Like, but I think it was a fine performance by Kerry. They knew what they had to do. They went out and they did it, and they did it very, very well. And I think that's the most pleasing aspect of the whole thing.
That was, is that really like what Mark Burke was looking for, this sort of a performance to set them up for obviously what's going to be a tougher encounter now against Dublin in the semi-final?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think Mark has been he's been saying it all year that, Kerry have to take the percentages. I think they punched the ball over the bar 5 times the last day. They played to a formula. Mark is kind of a manager. He needs structure and he needs organisation. I think Kerry have that now. It took him a while to get there. Because I suppose the league, they weren't great, but they're after coming and clicking into that form now. But then again, you see, you have, like, I counted, let's say, when Sheffer O'Shea got her goal, it took 32 seconds to get the ball from when Niamh Carmody blocked it down in her own 21-metre line to get it up with Emma Costello and Mary O'Connell, who fed Sheffer inside. So they're mixing that kind of structure where one stage in the game they held the ball for 2.5 minutes, They're mixing that quick interplay, like that quick, I suppose, counter-attack with structure when they have to. Now, Meath were very disappointing. Meath needed to come out a bit more. They didn't come out. They left Kerry play at the edge of the two-point arc. I think Kerry are after 3 games now, Jerry, against Tipperary, against Kildare and against Meath the last day, and they've had handy enough wins. And 'tis the one worry I have coming into the semi-final against Dublin is that we're after 3 handy wins against 3 poorish enough teams. Now, Kildare showed against Armagh that they're not a bad team, but it's the one worry I have. Are we going to come into the small bit cold? They have a bit of work now to do on the training pitch for the next couple of weeks to prepare for that.
Yeah. No doubt they will finally then look with that from that point of view. They are where they wanted to be. They've been rebuilding over the last couple of years successfully. There's players coming into form. Dublin came late, 2 goals to beat Cork to get into a semi-final. They are the champions, but what chance do you give us finally?
Well, absolutely huge chance altogether. I suppose poor old Cork. It's been a tough enough weekend for Cork, bar the minor win with the footballers. But look, Cork were in the semi-final, but Dubs, look, they're the champions. They're the champions for a reason, and champions find a way, and they did. Orla Nolan got the first goal. Kate Sullivan then intercepted a poor kick out and got the second goal, lobbed it over the head. So look, they're a serious animal. It's going to be a huge, huge test for Kerry. Kerry would be the first to admit when they played Meath in the semi-final last year, they kind of left themselves down a small bit. They didn't play well. They didn't turn up is the phrase, I think. But I think Kerry will have to turn up for this, because it's going to be a totally different game against this Dublin team, who are going to go full out to retain their title and get back into that final. But I fancy Kerry for it, Jerry. I'm going to go on record here and say I think Kerry are going to make the All-Ireland final this year.
Okay, well, that would be brilliant to see if it does happen. Dan, listen, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for covering that over the weekend for Radio Kerry. It's Dan Carney with us on the line. We want to hear from you on the programme. If you have any views on that, if you were at the game, if you were listening to it, if you were watching it, then get in touch with us on the programme this morning.